We're on the very bottom of Megillah, Tezayin Amud Aleph. Second to last line, the last word on the page, the last word on the second to last line. L'kulam nosan le'ish chalifos smalos u'levinyami nosan chamesh chalifos. Yosef HaTzadik is giving each of his siblings clothing, but Binyamin, he gives more than he gives to all the other siblings. He asks the Gemara, Ef Shadavash and its Darba, also Tzadik, is it possible that something that this Tzadik, Yosef HaTzadik himself, was hurt by Ikoshabo, that he should stumble in that very same thing that hurt him so terribly? What caused Yosef such untold tzar? The fact that his father gave him something he didn't give to the other sons, and that led to jealousy. So why would Yosef now stumble in that very same thing? Here he's going to give Binyamin more than he's giving the other brothers. That's going to lead to jealousy. It's going to start the game all over again. Why would Yosef do that? Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Rava bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav Bishal Mishkal Shnei Sloim Milas Shehosev Yaakov the Yosef, because of two sloim worth of fabric, the multicolored Ksodes Pasim, because of this measly amount of material, Shehosev Yaakov le Yosef Mishar Echov, that Yaakov gave to Yosef more than he gave to the other sons. Nizgalgal Adover, that led to everything. V'yardu avoseinu the Mitzrayim, that led to the Jews going down to Mitzrayim. That's what led to Yosef, the kinna against Yosef, selling Yosef into slavery, and Yosef ends up in Mitzrayim, where of course the Jews end up for 210 years of slavery. So why would Yosef do that very same thing that had been done wrong to him? Amar B'yam Bar Yefes, Remez, Ramazlo, Yosef here by giving five chalifot smalot to Binyamin is hinting to him, She'osid ben lotzes mimenu, that he will have a son come out of him, She'yetzem yifnei melech b'chamisha levu she'malchus, that will wear five royal garments, She'ne'mar Mordechai yotzer b'levush malchus tcheles v'chur. So therefore Yosef, why is Yosef giving extra clothing to Binyamin he's not giving to his other brothers? He's hinting to him that Mordechai, who will come from Binyamin, will be zocheh to wear five levushei malchus. Continuing to daish in the psukim related to Yosef and Binyamin, vayipol al tzavarei Binyamin achiv, he fell on the necks, in plural, of his brother Binyamin. L'kama tzavar avulei leBinyamin, how many necks did Binyamin have? Obviously, one neck. Why does it say Lashon Rabim? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bocha al Shnei Mikdashim Shasidin Lios Bechelko Shel Binyamin Vasidin Lichari. So Rabbi Elazar says that Yosef here is crying on the two necks, Ki'ilu of Binyamin, to hint to us that there will be two Bate Mikdash will be built in the Chelek of Binyamin, and they will both be destroyed. Ubinyamin Bocha al Tzavarav, and Binyamin is crying on the neck of Yosef. Why Bocha Mishkan Shiloh? He's crying for the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh. She'osid lios b'chelko she Yosef va'osid lecharei. Mishkan Shiloh will be in the chelik of Yosef, and that will be destroyed, and therefore Binyamin is crying on the neck of Yosef. Sukkim continue. V'hinei enichem ra'ot, v'hinei achi Binyamin. You see, and your eyes see, and Binyamin's eyes see. Amar Belazar, Amar lehem. Yosef said to his brothers, "Kishem she'im b'libi Binyamin achi shloya b'mechirasi." Just like I have nothing against my brother Binyamin, who wasn't involved at all in selling me, kach ein b'libi aleichem. So too, I have nothing against all of you who were involved with selling me. Kifi hamadaber aleichem. What does that mean? As my mouth speaks to you, kifi kein b'libi. Just as I'm verbalizing to you that I have nothing against you, Yehuadin, in my heart, I have nothing against you. By the way, this Rav Nemzal tells us, this teaches us how to, from Yosef, we learn how not to violate lo sikom, lo sitor, not to bear a grudge, and not to take revenge. Because Yosef viewed everything as coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo atem shlachtem osi henekim alokim, it's not you are selling me. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me here in order to provide for the family of Yaakov Avinu. If one views everything as coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, So then, one has no reason to get upset at Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, because he views them as just doing sort of a shlichus. Obviously, when we can't do to others what shouldn't be done to them and say, oh, this is, punch someone in the nose, this is coming to you. But when someone is punched in the nose, God forbid, Reuven is, Yosef is harmed by others, if he views it as coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which in fact it is coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore he has no reason to bear a grudge, no reason to take revenge, and no reason to be upset at anybody. Okay, continuing over here, Yosef sends his brothers home with gifts for his father. Ulaviv shalach kizos asara chamorim nosim mituv Mitzrayim. He sent 10 donkeys filled with the best stuff of Mitzrayim. My mituv Mitzrayim. What is this referring to? What's the best stuff Mitzrayim had to offer? Amar Rabbi Binyam bar Yefes, Amar Belaza, shalach lo yayin yashan. He sent him aged wine. Shadaz zakenim nochim, and that zakenim will appreciate. The brothers went and they bowed down in front of him. This is what people mean when they say, Tala beidne sagule. When Tala is a fox, when the fox has his time, sagule, you should bow down to him. Ask the Gemara, Tala? Why is Yosef referred to a fox regarding his brothers? Was he any less? My bitzirusay me'achva. What is less about Yosef than his brothers that we should refer to Yosef at tzaddik as a fox? And the Eid Marhochimer. That's not how we have to understand this, but rather it's going on a different pasuk. By Yishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Amita, Yisrael bowed, Yaakov Avinu bowed down al Rosh Amita when he saw Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yom Yefes, Amar Rabbi Lozo, Talib Idne, Sagidle. When a fox, now he compared to his father, he's a fox, meaning he's less than his father, but nonetheless the father bows down to the son. Why? Because he was the king. He was the boss. So therefore the father is bowing down to the son, Ki'ilu bowing down to the fox who has his time. Vayinachem otam vayidber alibam. Yosef comforted them and he spoke to their hearts when they were afraid after because they were. He saw that they were afraid. He told them something that would be acceptable, that they would internalize and they would understand, that they would be makabel. Wait, tell them. 10 candles. 10 brothers couldn't extinguish 1 candle. Me, so nerechad. Hey, chachol lechabos asar neros. Even if I would want to harm you, I'm only 1 candle. 10 of you couldn't get rid of 1 of me. How could 1 of me get rid of 10 of you? Excuse me. Now returning to the Mish, to the Megillas Esther. Like who demands the Ora of the Simcha v'Sosim v'Kar? I review the Ora zu Torah v'chein hu Omer ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or Simcha zayantif v'chein hu Omer v'samachta b'chagecha sasam zu Mila v'chein hu Omer sas anochi alum rasecha. V'ikar edu tefillin v'chein hu Omer v'ru kalamei aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'ru mimeka. The amei aretz, the nations of the world will see the shem Hashem is upon you and they'll fear you. V'tanya v'lozar God the Omer edu tefillin sheberosh, that leads to the yikar, that leads to respect from the goyim. Rashi says all these things. Rashi dibur maskel zumila val kol ela gazar. Hamar made gzera against learning Torah, keeping yantif, doing mila, and doing tefillin. And therefore, after the downfall of Haman, Yehuda ma'isa ora besimcha besalsam yikar ora zu Torah simcha zayantif tefillin. Sasan zumila v'yikar is tefillin. Interesting. Rashi over here, dibur maskel imra secha. That's a sasan ochel imra secha is a reference to the mitzvah mila. Rashi says zumila shenitna b'ma'amar v'lo b'dibor v'yomer Hashem al Avram. It doesn't say v'yidaber, but rather v'yomer b'loshen amira. V'ata as brisi tishmor umatzinu shadavid somach aleha. We find that David was happy with his mitzvah mila. Shenamar lamatzeach al hashminis. What's going on over there? Kishaya beis amerchatz. David is in the beis amerchatz. He's no clothes, no talis, no tefillin. He felt naked from mitzvahs. V'ra atzma below Torah lo mitzvahs. He can't learn Torah in the beis amerchatz. I'm mitzvahless. Kevan she nistakel or kevan she nizkar b'mila samach. Once he saw or remembered, oh, even when he's in the bathhouse, he still goes to his mitzvah's mila, so that made him happy. Now, those that want to say based on this that there's a kiyum mitzvah in being mahul. Mitzvah's mila is not just performing the act of bris mila, but rather once a person's mahul, so every second he is involved in performing a mitzvah's mila. Just the walking around with a mitzvah's mila, having a mila, being mahul, that is part of the mitzvah of mitzvah's mila. Okay, continuing with the Megillah. V'es Parshan Dasa. The Megillah goes on to list the 10 sons of Haman that the Jews killed. V'es Parshan Dasa. It goes on and on and on. Aseres B'nei Haman. Amar Rabbeinu de Minyafo. Aseres B'nei Haman. It says V'aseres. Tzarech L'nimrinu. All right, the names of the Aseres B'nei Haman, and then the word at the end which says Ve'aseres. Tzarech L'nimrinu B'neshima Achas. We know that the sons of Haman are supposed to be read, it's not Ma'ake, but they're supposed to be read B'neshima Achas in one breath. My time, why? Kula Badu Adadi Nafku Nishmasayo, because they were all killed, they all died at the same split second. Rabbi Yochanan, Vav de Vaizasa, the Vav of Vaizasa, Tzarech Lemimtucha Bezakifa. It has to be longer than the other letters. It has to be made bigger. Kimurdia de Livros, like a pole used by the sailors on the river Libros. My time, why? Kulu Bechad Zakifa as the Kifu. They were all hanged on one pole, one on top of the other, therefore the Vav represents the pole. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Darsh Rabbi Sheila Ish Kfar Timrasa, Kol HaShiros Kulan, all the Shiros that we have in the Torah, Kulan Nichtavos Ariach Agabe Levena, Levena Agabe Ariach. A full brick upon a half brick. What does that mean? That the way the Shira is set up, let's say, as Yosha, you have a few words. Let's say you have four words and two words, four words and two words. So it makes like a full brick and a half brick. And the way it's set up is the small bricks on either end of the klaf, and in between, on top of them, ki'ilu, is the longer sentence. Ariach al-gabe levena, levena al-gabe ariach. Chutz mishira zu u'malchei kenan, except for this shira, and the malchei kenan, written in Sefer Yehoshua, sh'ariach al-gabe ariach, levena al-gabe levena. But it says, B'nei Haman, it says, V'es, 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 one on top of the other. And it says, the names of the sons of Haman, one on top of the other. In the middle of the Megillah, in between those two columns, is blank. As opposed to As Yashir and other Shiros, where there's no such thing as the middle. There's, in the middle is the big part of the Shira, every other line. And then, every other line is the small, on each end of the shura is the smaller words. Let's say you have two words, four words, two words. So the two words are going to be on each end, and in the middle, but on top, in a previous line, so it's not part of that line at all, is going to be the four words. It's called Ariach Hagabi Levena. As opposed to having the word V'es one on top of the other, and the names of the Aseres B'nei Haman one on top of the other. If that's not clear, open up a tikkun and you look at Az Yashir, you look at the Megillah, and you'll see how it's done. My timer, what's the reason for setting up the kings of Canaan and the Aseres B'nei Haman one on top of the other? Shlo tehei tikuma l'mapalosam. There'll be no getting up from their downfall. The Aseres B'nei Haman are down and they're there to stay. You can't climb up. It's not. The Ariach Agabi Levena enables one to ki'ilu turn it into a ladder and climb back up. Here, it's one steep cliff. Boom. B'nei Haman are down, never to get up. V'yomar HaMelech Esther HaMalka B'shushan HaBira Hargul HaYehudim Amar B'yavo Melamet Shabar Malach V'sotru Alpiv HaMalach came and hit Achashverosh in his mouth. Rashi says, the right-hand side to Hezabaram Shehitzkel L'davi B'lashon Kas. First, Achashverosh was angry that they killed so many of the Amalekim in the kingdom. V'sofu Amar Masha Elasech. Then he says, oh, Whatever you want, I'll do. Because he started getting angry, and then HaMalach came and slapped him upside the head, slapped him in the mouth, and therefore he changed his attitude. After talking about how Haman was massacring the Jews, he almost wiped out the Jews, so the Megillah says that when Esther came before the king, Omar in a sefer, he said with a letter the terrible things that Haman had done, tried to do against the Jews, and everything that he tried to do to the Jews will fall on his own head. So the Gemara says, Omar, Amra Migvayle. Why did it say Omar? It should say Amra, because it was Esther who was the one who was speaking over here. Esther's the one who's saying all that Achashverosh, all that Haman tried to do to the Jews, we should do to him. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr lo, she said to him, he Amr bepeh mashakosu besefer. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this is totally taken out of context. That's not what's going on over here. This is explaining how the Jews should be involved in celebrating Purim, and how we should involve ourselves in Mitzvah Mikra Megillah. We should say b'sefer. It can't be written. We don't say the Megillah al peh, but rather we read it from the Megillah. As we see coming right up, next Amud, Kore al peh lo yotza. The Megillah continues. They sent out messages to all the Jews, saying divrei shalom ve'emes, words of shalom and emes, peace and truth. Amar b'tanchum, amar la ro'asi, what does this teach us? Melamei she'tzricha sirtut ka'amisa shel Torah. That the Megillah requires sirtut. Sirtut is the lines that are scratched into the Torah. You look at a Sefer Torah and there are lines scratched in there. It's not just so you shouldn't write crooked, not like lined paper, but this is Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, Rashi says, the fourth line of Rashi, left hand side, Kesefer Torah Atzmo, Sirtut Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, Sirtut in a Sefer Torah Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and this is telling us that just as a Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, those lines to be scratched in, Huadin, the Megillah's Esther also requires the lines to be scratched in. Umamar Esther Kiyam, the words of Esther is what enabled the Nes of Purim to occur. And it's like, what do you mean? Mamar Esther in Divrei Hatzomos Lo? It was only Esther by himself that enabled the Nes of Purim to materialize. What about all the Tzomos and the Tfilos and the fasting and everything else? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yes, both of them contributed. Divrei Hatzomos u'mamar Esther kiyam. It was the spiritual aspects and it was the Hishtadlos and it was everything together. The Megillah concludes, Mordechai Hayudin Mishnah LeMelech Achashverosh. Mordechai was second in command to the Achashverosh, took over for Haman. The Gadol Hayudim is very, very big by the Jews. V'ratzui L'Rov Echav. L'Rov Echav. He was popular with Rov Echav, most of his brothers, most of the Jews. So Gemara points out, L'Rov Echav and L'Kol Echav. He was, most people were happy with Mordechai. Sounds like only most people, but not everybody was happy with Mordechai. Melamed, this teaches us, Shepirshu Memenu Mikta Sanhedrin, that some of the Sanhedrin separated from him. Why were they separated from Mordechai at Tzadik? Says Rashi, Lefishe Bitel Medivrei Torah V'nichnas Asrara. Once he became an officer in the king's palace, so it took up some of his time, and he couldn't involve himself Kokulo in Torah. And therefore, Mikta Sanhedrin separated from him for his lack of involvement, not lack of involvement, but because he had less time to learn. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, based on this idea, Godo Talmud Torah, Yosef me'atzolos nefashos. You see from here, Talmud Torah is so chashuv, it's worth even more than atzolos nefashos. Why? The Meikara in the beginning, chashuv le Mordechai Basar Dalet. Mordechai is ranked after four of the super rabbis, L'Vesov Basar Chamisha. First he's ranked after four, meaning he's ranked number five. And after the whole 22 years later, after the story of Megillas Esther, he's involved in saving the Jewish nation. He goes down in his rankings among the super rabbis, and he's listed not as number 5, but rather as number 6. So you see that Talmud Torah is greater than Atzilus Nefashos. So we spoke about this once in Parshas Vayikra. Bikiyashir.com, Parshas Vayikra, rubber bands, discusses at length that obviously what Mordechai was to do, Mordechai was not supposed to allow the Jews to be wiped out and sit in the corner and learn Torah. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Mordechai to save Klal Yisrael. However, as great and as choshev as it is to save Klal Yisrael, it would have been even better if he would have been able just to sit, not, if he would not have had to save Klal Yisrael and could have continued learning uninterrupted. Wow! God the Talmud Torah Yosef Me'atzalas Nefashos. Very important lesson for us when we involve ourselves with so many different things that are far less significant than Atzalas Nefashos. Talmud Torah Kenegel Kulam. Where do we see that he went down in his ranking to the super rabbis? May Karek Siv, it first says, Asher Bo Im Zerubbabel. Those who came with Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Yisrael, Re'aliah, Mordechai. So Mordechai, Bilshon. Here is listed number 5. And after 22 years later, after the story of the Megillas Esther, after he saved Klal Yisrael, Haborim Zubode Yeshua Nechemia Azariah Ra'amya Nachamoni Mordechai Bilshon. Now he's ranked number 6. He goes down in his rankings among the super rabbis. Amara the Tamer of Shmuel Bar Marta, Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Torah is even more choshev than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Shekozman Shebaruch Baner Yekayem Lo Inichu Ezra Va'ala. As long as Ezra's Rebbe was alive in Babel, he did not leave his Rebbe to go build the Beis HaMikdash. It was only after the death of his Rebbe, so then he went to build the Beis HaMikdash, because Talmud Torah is even greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Again, those of us who are involved in less choshev activities than Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Hatzolos Klal Yisrael have to always keep in mind Talmud Torah Kenegel Kulam. Every word of Talmud Torah is a Mitzvah Sasim in HaTorah Kenegel Kulam. Aside from what it does, Barasi Yitorah, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the Torah is what keeps us keeping all the mitzvahs all the time, keeps us focused, keeps us directed, and that is our tafkid in this world. To involve ourselves as much as we can, b'kviyas itim, learning Torah, b'yom v'layla, so we can answer the question after 120, kavat itim l'Torah, we can proudly say that we've done it with flying colors.